Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Fam, welcome to another episode of the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I am flying high with excitement today. I have a really special guest joining me for this episode. You guys are going to absolutely love her. I'm so inspired by everything she has achieved in the fitness industry. I cannot wait for her to introduce herself. You are going to get so much value from this episode, so much inspiration and motivation if you need it. So without further ado, my love, Chantelle Broderick, introduce yourself to our fam.
Hey, MJ. Well, first of all, I want to say a big thank you so much for having me on your show. I am just as excited as you are. And I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity to chat to your listeners today and have the opportunity to have a chat to you as well. So thank you for your very kind introduction. I'll give you the 60-second snapshot. How does that sound?
Yes.
Okay, so I actually started my journey in the fitness industry way back in about 2018. And let me correct that. It was way back earlier than that. It was 2008. I don't know where 18 came from. 2008. Yeah, it was a long time ago now. And like a lot of other people that are in the fitness industry, I actually fell in love with fitness from being one of those front row in the group fitness studio, looking up at the stage and seeing my idol, my instructor that was in front of me. And I clearly remember that stage and just absolutely falling in love with fitness and thinking, I want to be like her. That was what my motivation was. That's where I started. So back in 2008, I went through and got my Cert 3 and 4 for group fitness instruction and personal training. And then my journey kind of continued from there. So over the last 15 or so years, I've actually had a wide range of roles in the fitness industry. I continue to teach group fitness up until this day, and I absolutely love it. But I didn't stay with PTing for very long. I actually really quickly moved into the business side of the fitness industry. So over the last 15 years, I've had roles including consulting for different fitness businesses. I hosted my own podcast, or hosted a podcast, I should say, just like you, for 5 years between 2015 and 2020. It was called the Fitness Business Podcast. And that was an absolute joy in my career to be able to do that role. And then in addition to that, I actually work now with a number of different fitness businesses doing MC work or hosting their awards nights, their conferences, and doing on-camera work for them. So whether that be perhaps, you know, a video for their business to onboard new members, perhaps some instructional videos. So there's quite a wide range of things that I do within the fitness industry.
I was hanging off every word you said. Then I'm so inspired by how you started pretty much exactly the same way I did. My first time in the group fitness room was actually in a body attack class. And we know we love our meals, there you go. Don't we?
Yep.
I looked at that.
Yeah, stage. Absolutely.
I was so inspired by the woman up there taking the class. And before I knew it, I was up there too, getting my PT cert and just falling in love with fitness and now obviously helping other girls do the same. But I just love how far you've taken it now to have seen so much inside the fitness industry when it comes to not only from someone's point of view from starting out their journey, but people have taken it right to the other side of it and actually started a business to help other people reach their fitness goals. Now you've seen both sides of that. So the depth of experience you've got, I'm just so excited to hear everything that you have to share for us today. I want to start with what initially got you into the group fitness room. Who was Chantelle before you started getting fit? What made all this start for you?
So MJ, the interesting thing is I was never into fitness growing up. I was one of those people, to be honest, who would avoid sporting days and group fitness classes as much as I possibly could. It was really only when I started working that I sort of gradually became interested in fitness and started to have a slightly better understanding of the role and the impact that physical activity and healthy eating had, not only on my body, but on my mind and on my lifestyle. So it was a little bit of a slow burn for me. It was actually only in my early 20s that I started including fitness in my life. And so for me, it became kind of started as a little bit of a ritual that I would go with some work friends and go and do a couple of classes. And that was kind of my early introduction to group fitness. Prior to that, hadn't stepped foot in a gym. To be honest, I was really overweight when I was young, just not interested in physical fitness whatsoever. So it was really that motivation of doing something with a friend, fitting it into what became quite a routine. And then it was about the feeling that I was getting from stepping into a class or picking up some weights. And that feeling began to grow. And it just really, really, I guess, led me and inspired me to keep going and to keep learning. And I found that by doing those things, by stepping into the gym and by finding something that I love to do, which for me, it was body pump. You were body attack. For me, it was body pump that really got me across the line. Yeah. So that was kind of the really early days of falling in love with fitness. And you know, it's funny because it wasn't ever something that was hugely intentional. It was just something that I, all of a sudden, it's like it clicked and I realized that this was making me feel good. And it started to become part of my routine that I was in a corporate job at the time. But for me to have a great day at work and feel really good about what I was doing and how my body was feeling, it meant starting my day with some sort of fitness. So going to a class or going and doing some weight training or something like that. So that was my very first introduction into the fitness world.
Yes, again, so similar to me in so many ways, and therefore actually a lot of my FitFam girls and my followers on socials who I'm talking to all the time about their journeys, starting from being not actually interested in fitness at all, not having a clue what they're doing, and finding themselves in a situation where they're not quite happy with their health and fitness and weight and needing to do something about it. And then a lot of my girls are at that point of transition, getting into fitness, and we're guiding them through that process. But understanding what that's like and seeing that you've come from that place as well, because a lot of people, I know it's so easy to look at people on social media and think they've been like that their whole life, because for our generation, social media wasn't around when we were going through the worst times in our fitness. And so I get asked a lot for before photos, before I got fit. I'm like, I don't have any photos of when I gained weight because I was avoiding the camera and social media wasn't a thing. Yep. So I love how inspiring that is, that now these girls can hear that you came from that place too and look how far you've come. Oh, that just excites me so much. You're so inspiring. I love it. I would love to.
Thank you, MJ. And I just want to add on to that point that you made, because I think that that's a really, really valid point. And that is, and that's why I talk about, you know, at school and growing up until the age of 20, I did not love fitness. I didn't understand fitness. And it's given me a whole appreciation for other young women who are in that exact space and haven't yet experienced that magic that you and I both understand. It's something that you absolutely will get to, you absolutely will experience. And it's when you get that feeling, and that feeling can come from any range of physical activity. It could be walking, it could be dancing, it could be doing a Les Mills class. You know, there are so many different options out there. And I think we'll probably talk about this later, but you know, you've got to find where that magic is for you, because once you find it, it is addictive and it's the most wonderful gift that you can possibly give yourself.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, you are so right. The key to it is finding what makes you tick, because there are so many ways to skin the fitness cat, so to speak.
Yeah,
and we will definitely talk about that shortly. I'm excited for that. I'd love to know, actually, this is going to be super valuable for a lot of our girls, because I know, and I always talk about the struggles I went through at the start of my journey with, you know, falling off the wagon, struggling to stay consistent with healthy eating and exercise before I reached that point of eternal motivation, which I always talk about. It's like, until you've done it for long enough to get the results, your brain to go, oh, these healthy actions are getting us these results. I like this now. I don't want to do the less healthy things anymore. It's like that eternal motivation kicks in. But until then, it's like you're walking through a dark forest and the Garden of Eden's on the other side, but you don't actually know that until you get there. You've just got everyone else's hearsay. So we've reached that Garden of Eden. But I would love to know, what were some of the main struggles you went through in the early stages of your journey when you were first starting out getting fit?
Yeah, I love that question. I love your analogy as well, MJ. Look, if I give you my completely raw and honest experience of what I went through when I was in my 20s, my early 20s, let's say late teens, early 20s, I remember so vividly just thinking to myself, please let me lose weight. Please let me lose weight. Please let me be skinny. And I used to repeat it to myself over and over and over and over and over again. But I didn't understand what it took to change my body or to change how I was feeling about things. I just was wishing it. And I actually heard you talk about this on one of your other episodes where I was in that stage where I had zero understanding about food. I had absolutely no understanding about what the food was that I was putting in my body, what the effect of it was that I was doing. I had no understanding of the impact that physical activity would have on my body and on my mind. I just didn't know. I hadn't been brought up in an environment that was ever talked about. You know, I was brought up in a fantastic home, but we never talked about the difference between having takeaway foods and having home cooked foods, or, you know, the impact that processed foods can have on your body. I just didn't have that education. I didn't have that knowledge. So for me, the struggles were trying to achieve something. I knew that I was, you know, I guess bigger than what I wanted to be from a physical perspective, but I didn't understand what to do about it. And for me, I think it's my appreciation over the years, and I think you'll understand this. It's not at that stage at 20, it was like my body image. That's what I was focused on, was my body image. But now I understand it's less about that and it's more about how I feel when I eat the right things and when I move my body. That's what has become super important to me, not everything else that I was worried about when I was 20. But at that stage, that was important. I just kept thinking to myself, this is what I want to be, this is what I want to be, but without any understanding about how to do anything about it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that you touched on that. That's one of the biggest things that we talk about when I talk about with my clients, my Fit Fem girls, is you've got to fall in love with the feeling and the process and the things that you're doing that get you to your goal. Because if you're just chasing the outcome, the foundations aren't going to be there for you to keep it up when you get there. So if you fall in love with the process that gets you there,
yeah, absolutely.
An easy lifestyle that you don't even have to think twice about maintaining. And then it's not about having to be 100% on point.
Yeah, absolutely. And
it's about just doing the best healthy actions you can every day in the situations you're in. And you just keep getting continual results.
Yeah. And I think MJ, just like you, I went through all of those stages of trying every diet, of every different type of food plan. I did everything under the sun. And it was only when I started understanding food better and learning about whole food nutrition and learning about just sensible eating, you know, all of those things, when you start to learn that, it makes the world of difference.
That's the key. It honestly is, because I find the weight loss industry as a whole it does prey on girls who don't understand nutrition by pumping out this new supplement to take that's going to burn all your fat off, or it's going to block you from absorbing carbs, or it's going to, like, this new diet that you follow for 12 weeks or something like that that's so restrictive, because they're preying on the girls that don't understand nutrition. Because when we don't understand how to get the outcome, we just want the outcome quickly. We just want it. Like you were saying before, you were just wishing it because you didn't know the process behind it. I was exactly the same. That's why we go for these quick fix things, because we get sold is the result, not the how. And so that's why I'm so big on teaching my girls how their nutrition works and the variety they can actually have in their diet while getting results. And I love that you touched on learning about nutrition to make it a lifestyle so it actually works. Off the back of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really key.
Oh, it's like the key. Off the back of that, what would you say is your biggest, I guess, passion behind what you do and the impact you've seen that you've been able to have in the fitness industry from your point of view? To girls that you've impacted or the change that you've been able to make?
So MJ, first of all, I apologize for the noise in the background. Can you hear that? I'm about to go and smack someone outside. So I apologize to all of your listeners. I'm hoping that is the last of the noise. So back to your question, MJ. So there's, for me, it's twofold now. It's definitely twofold, because I have two main groups of people, I guess I would say, that I work with. One of the participants in my group fitness classes, who are largely women and mums, probably between sort of that 25 to 50 year old mark. And then I've got the fitness industry is the second group. So if I start with my mums, so for me, what's really, really important is I want them to be able to find that enjoyment in exercise. You know, I am a firm believer that exercise is a gift, an absolute firm believer that it's a gift. And if you can find that activity that brings you joy, then that is the best thing in the world. So if I can be a conduit for the people that participate in my classes, for them to experience doing something that they love and that brings them joy and that makes them feel good, whether that is a cycle class, whether it's a strength training class, whether it's a stretch class, then that's the goal that I'm trying to achieve. I want them to be excited to come in the room before they do their exercise. I want them to leave the room and feel really good about what they have just done. And equally, I want them to know that exercise comes in all forms. So there might be some days that maybe they don't feel like showing up and going to the gym. But if they get out and do a walk, they go and do a hike, they go for a swim, they play with the dog, they play with the kids, maybe they just sit at home and they do some stretches, that is still a win. So for those people that I work with in that capacity, that's my goal. That's what I want them to achieve, is I want them to feel really good about incorporating exercise in their life. And I am very, very conscious of the fact that people have extremely busy lives. And even though for you and I, MJ, exercise is a priority, you know, we put that up at the top of our list. A lot of people don't have exercise at the top of their list. They've got a lot of other things that sit on top of it. And I understand that, which is why I appreciate that, you know what, if you can get 10 minutes in, if you can get 15 minutes in, if you can get 20 minutes in, you know, all of that matters, all of that counts. And I think if you can just, if from a group fitness instructor capacity, I can somehow help them with that, whether that be through them participating in my classes or from encouraging them just to keep active in some way, shape or form, then for me, that's a win. That's what I'm trying to achieve. From a fitness industry perspective, I am absolutely passionate about showing people that you can have a full-time and long career, successful and profitable career in the exercise industry, in the active industry. I think all too often we feel like perhaps group fitness instructors is just a part-time job. It's something that you do on the side when, you know, when you're done doing your serious job. Or they think that personal training is something that you do when you leave uni or in between and that's it for a couple of years. That is not the case. And if you have amongst your listeners any women that are inspiring, any women that are aspiring group fitness instructors, personal trainers, maybe you want to own a gym one day, then there are amazing career opportunities in our industry. And I really, really want to encourage people out there to consider fitness as a career choice, because you can do so many different things in this industry. MJ, you're a fantastic example of someone who has taken the line of being a personal trainer, being a group fitness instructor, but gone, you know what, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to have an online product. You have multiple facets of what you can do. So there are a lot of opportunities. And part of what I do, so I sat for 3 years, I sat on the board of Oz Active, who's our peak registration body in the fitness industry. And part of my goal in being part of that board was to make sure that people out there were aware, that our industry was aware, that there are tremendous opportunities. And, you know, if you just connect with the right people and look and be open to different opportunities, then there are great career pathways within our industry.
I love all of that. Absolutely. Just like the inspiration and impact that you're having on mums through your group fitness coaching, group fitness instructing platform, and what you touched on about, you know, you don't have to be smashing out a full body attack class 5 times a week. It can be, you know, just if you've got 10 minutes, just do it. You know, it's all about giving your best, not giving everything. Like, you don't have to do all of the things, just do the best that you can every day. Your 100% is always going to look different. I feel like taking that pressure off helps girls be a lot more consistent, because they don't see themselves miss one thing and then throw in the towel. They go, oh, I'll reset next week when things are perfect, in air quotation marks.
That's right.
So I love that you touched on that.
Exactly right. Also, exactly right.
What you touched on about the fitness business industry, just, I think there's so much push now. Like, you cannot go on Instagram if you followed anything fitness wise, you cannot go and you have a business or you follow business accounts, just bombarded with coaches online saying, get your first 10K in, you know, fitness coaching online. And it's all about, you know, just going as an online coach, get the money. I went online because the minute I decided I wanted to be a coach, I instantly knew I wanted a large online platform, because I wanted to be able to reach more girls than I physically could in the location I was in. That was always my goal before online coaching was really a thing. It was pretty small back then. We really only had the Emily Skies, the Lauren Simpsons, the Les Mills.
Yeah.
And that was back, I think, 2017 might have been when I made that decision, if not before. But yeah, then now everyone's just trying to push that you have to be an online coach, and it can be really easy to think that that's all there is. If you want to be in the fitness industry, you have to have an online presence and be an online coach. And that can scare a lot of people away, because they don't realize the other opportunities that are out there. So I love that you touched on that.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're seeing, trends or anything that you're seeing happen in the fitness industry or the weight loss industry at the moment that you don't necessarily agree with?
Are there any trends? Look, I think you touched on this in one of your episodes, and that is I am not a fan of quick fix methods for weight loss or for increasing your fitness. I think there are companies out there that are, you know, are very inclined to try and get quick wins from people that are desperate to transform their body very, very quickly. But I think that, you know, we actually need to have education behind us. we need to understand and open up the opportunity for us to. So be open to understanding the role of exercise and nutrition in our life in order to get long-term positive results. So I'm not a fan of kind of quick fix methods, whether that be, you know, pills or diets or anything else like that. So, you know, I don't love that would be my number one. Look, aside from that, I think as an industry overall, and I'll speak to the fitness industry more so than the diet nutrition industry, because that's not my specialty. But I think the fitness industry overall is heading in a really positive direction, in that for the first time in a very long time, we actually have so many variations in the service offerings that we have. We have, you know, a million different classes that you can choose from, lots of different offerings for the type of exercise that you do or the type of facility that you do exercise in. For the first time in a long time post-COVID, we've got a lot of things like mind-body studios opening up, yoga studios, meditation places, stretch places. So I actually think that the scope that we now have available to us is better than it's ever been before. So I think from that perspective, we've definitely moved into a much more positive space than ever before. There's a lot more diversity. There's a lot more inclusivity. We've still got way to go, but it is becoming better. And I would love to see the industry continue to move in that direction. So I would love to see our fitness facilities really embrace and make sure that they do have the options for all walks of life to be in their facilities, you know. So I think that's particularly important as well. So I totally went backwards through your question. but I hope that, you know, I did get an answer through there, MJ.
You actually
turned it around. Sorry. That's my positivity.
I love it. It's coming through you. No, you actually inspired some thoughts inside my mind just then as well. Because one thing I do love, I was speaking before about how you can't go online without being told to be a online fitness coach if you're even that way inclined. But I think social media has had a very positive impact on the wellness industry now, because it's taking away the control that the fat loss and weight loss industry had through advertising in magazines and, you know, banner ads and things on websites, where they were paying to make people buy the supplement, buy the thing, buy the quick fix. Now you've got all these girls coming through on Instagram and TikTok showing, you know, here's the green smoothie, here's my morning meditation, here's me, you know, taking five, romanticizing my wellness journey, getting out for a walk, prioritizing exercise as a love for yourself, not out of hatred to force your body to change. I feel there's a lot of that coming through, and I love seeing it, because it's helping to balance out. Because as a society, we have a problem on one side and we pendulum swing right to the other. When we started out, everyone had to be Kate Moss. You know, if you had any body fat on you, it was deemed as a bad thing. And then we pendulum swung almost to the other way, where we were glamorizing being overweight. And that was I saw that as a potential. This could get really dangerous here, health-wise, for a lot of these girls. But I think we're really starting to balance out now, thanks to social media and this rise of body positivity, but appreciating health while you're at it. Not just, oh, it's okay to be overweight, because body positivity, it's love yourself healthy. And I'm loving that movement. So you inspired that reminder in me as you were just talking, because that was along the same lines.
And I think
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the point that you make about learning from others in a positive way. So seeing what people are eating that is, you know, when they are healthy choices, I think it's a bit of a minefield out there, because you can look at one person and think that that is a positive choice. But certainly I think it is great that we've got some really healthy role models out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so much more exposure to them now. I love it. Do you have a unique routine that you like to follow, or a unique set of things that you like to do that help you tick with your fitness and your nutrition? Because I like to make a point of making sure that everyone does things in their right way. Like, how often how many meals a day you have, you know, what's your favorite kind of foods that you like to eat? What kind of exercise do you prefer? Do you like to listen to music when you do? Do you not? All those sorts of things. What makes Chantel tick?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess that, you know, earlier on I was talking about starting a routine, and I would start my day before my corporate work. I would start my day and do my group fitness classes and set me up for the day. That hasn't changed. That hasn't changed in kind of 20 years. So for me, I'm a morning exerciser. I absolutely love 5 a.m. I live on the Sunshine Coast and it's my favorite time of day. Beautiful place, right? It's my favorite time of day. So I make a point of doing my exercise in the morning because it brings me a huge amount of joy, and it really does set my day up. That exercise can vary quite dramatically. So I would do 6 days a week. And again, I'll go back to the fact that I do 6 days a week because I love it. Yeah. Not because I'm trying to force my body to do anything or because I'm trying to punish myself. I absolutely love exercise. And my morning routine can vary. So I would normally run 2 days a week. And I should make, I'll tell you something about running after this. I normally run 2 days a week. I normally do a body weight class about 2 days a week and strength training about 2 days a week. That's a rough split. Now, the other thing that I do, and I have been doing for the last couple of years, so I'm 43. For the last couple of years, I've been doing calisthenics, which I love. So handstands and all of that type of stuff. So very different to what I've done traditionally. That is amazing. I absolutely love doing that. And the other thing that I'll tell your listeners is I love running. Like, I love running. It's something that I didn't ever think that I would say. I only started running when I turned 40. So I've only been running for 3 years, and prior to that I used to, and this is a really, it might be interesting for your listeners. I used to say, I hate running. Mm-hmm. I hate running. I hate running. I hate running. I would say it over and over again. I would not run because I hate running. And a funny thing happened when just before my 40th birthday, I said to myself, I want to set myself a goal. And I was talking to a friend of mine and I said, you know what? He was a trail runner. And I said, maybe I'll enroll in a trail running event. And there was a 15K, there was a 15K, and there was a 30K, and there was a 50K. And I said to him, I'm going to enroll in 15K to celebrate my 40th birthday. I'll work up to it. You know, I'll work with a personal trainer, get myself ready for it. And he said, no, you're going to do the 30K. And so I went from 0 to 30K in the space of about 16 weeks, which anyone that's done that and on a trail knows that it is an incredible, a lot of work to do. But as hard as it was, and it was hard, it led me to this whole world that I never knew about, which was trail running. And that in itself has just been the most, like, such a gift to in my life was to learn about trail running and to enjoy that. So that makes up an important part of my routine. I will normally do one a week trail running here on the Sunshine Coast. We've got lots of amazing places that we can go. And I love it because it, and I think, you know, something like that gives me joy because it can work in a number of ways, just like going to the gym and going group fitness. You know, sometimes you feel like just being by yourself. And in those times, I'm so happy to just be in nature and just be enjoying that time and appreciating what my body can do. And sometimes I love it for the social aspect of going out and just having a bit of a trot with a couple of girlfriends and, you know, just enjoying it. So I think that there's benefits in both of those kind of aspects. And in regards to nutrition, So for me, I love food. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love food. I am the girl that has, so I generally am like a eggs for breakfast girl. Absolutely love my eggs. I am always, I love fat foods. So I love, you know, full cream milk and yogurt and butter and eggs and salads. I have a huge, huge amount of salads and fresh veggies. Like, absolutely love my fresh veggies. And then meat wise, I'll normally have like chicken or fish or something like that primarily. But you know, I don't have any kind of hard and fast rules if things are unprocessed. Yeah. So I just don't like processed food, and I don't like anything with sugar in it. And it's just how, I guess, my taste buds have become over the years. I just do not like stuff out of a packet. So I actually don't restrict myself with what I eat, because everything I eat comes from the ground, or, you know, it's a natural source, primarily. Mostly, I should say. So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
On so many levels, I love it, because it's opening, like, all the girls who are listening, it's opening them up to inspiration for what you really can do, like all of the different variations of fitness that you can get into. Because I know at the moment, I don't know if it's just my Instagram feed, I know that they just show you what you want to see, but 90% of it's gym, probably 10% of it's Pilates, yoga, a little bit of that, and the rest of it's probably running or some sort of, or cycling or something like that. And there's not really a lot out there to sort of help girls realize, you know, you don't have to just go to the gym just to get fit. Like, yes, strength training is important, but there's so many other ways. Like, I took up rollerblading for a while when we lived in Brisbane, because the tracks were easier to rollerblade on.
I saw that. That's like, so cool. Yeah.
Here, because it's the paths are so busy, but just, yeah, like, there's so many things that we're getting into, swimming, cycling, triathlons, all of those things. You don't have to just be stuck to the gym. And, the nutrition inspo as well, you know, just that, like, you're not restrictive. You're very similar to me in terms of diet as well, just a preference to the natural whole foods, but not going to say no to the occasional, you know, chocolate ice cream or something like that. But we've built up this preference for the healthy foods.
Make
us feel. And I love that you touched on that, because I preach it all the time to my girls, and that's just like seconding that for me. Just like, it is, and because you've come from exactly the same place that I've been in.
Oh, really? Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Say it as well.
Yeah. I don't think you should have guilt. Yeah. I think that you absolutely shouldn't have guilt around what you eat. Like, I want to be able to sit down and enjoy what I'm eating. And if that looks like a massive plate of salad that has lots of colors on it. You know, like, my husband and I always joke around that we eat like enough salad for a family of six, like, cause we will pile it up with beautiful colored vegetables and, you know, like, whether it's salmon or whatever it is. We absolutely eat bucket loads of the stuff, but we absolutely love it. And then, lots of nuts. So lots of raw nuts, and then, all of those other bits and pieces. And I love it. And I just want to also just touch on what you were saying in regards to those different activities, and we might talk about this later, but I am the biggest advocate of finding activity, exercise that you enjoy. You know, we have to move away from this old-fashioned association that exercise is a chore or a punishment. It is not. Exercise is a gift. And the sooner we realize that, and we appreciate what our bodies can do, and we appreciate the fact that we can do these things, then all of a sudden this world opens up to you, where you suddenly go, wow, I get to go for a run, or I get to do a Les Mills class, or a, you know, a cycle class, or I get to go and hike outdoors, whatever those things are that make you happy. They're the exercises that you should be doing.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that you capped off with that, because that's the biggest thing is, I remember back in the day, I used to exercise to earn my calories. Like, I would be on the treadmill watching the calorie count on my heart rate monitor, telling me, okay, yeah, so now
I absolutely. I was exactly the same.
Or if I've eaten something, I'll burn it off. I would go to Body Attack.
Yeah.
Do not do this to yourself, girls. I would go to Body Attack on a Saturday morning and try to burn 700 calories so that I could have a few more drinks that night.
Yep.
I remember doing that to myself and then calculating how much I could eat that day. So
been there.
How many drinks I could have before I was in a surplus. And it's so painful, and that's not what it's about. Like, yeah, I'm so glad I've come out the other side and I get to help.
100%.
And you do the same
as well. Yeah, yeah.
I just have absolutely vibed so much off this chat. Just everything that you're about, the experience you have and what you're able to bring. Do you have one main big piece of advice that you would love to give to our listeners who are starting their fitness journey right now, are the deer in headlights, unsure what to do? What would your biggest piece of advice be for where to start?
Yeah, I think it would be touching back on what I just said, and that is, if you are just starting out, try lots of things. Go to the classes, go outdoors and do some exercise. Do different intensity classes. So do your Body Attacks, your Body Pumps, your weight training, do your cycle, but also do your yogas and do your Pilates and your stretch and your dance classes and your handstand classes and your pole dancing and your lira. And it just try everything. And when you tap into that activity that puts a smile on your face and gives you those happy endorphins and lets you walk out of the room going, that was really good. I feel good. Then you start to find that magic that MJ, that you and I understand. And it's really important that you do try a lot of different things, because you know what's going to happen? Just like we did, you will fall in love with a type of exercise. You'll fall in love with your group fitness instructor if that's what you're doing, and you will look at them and think, I want to be like that person. Or you might just fall in love with the feeling that you get from it. But going back to what I said earlier, if in your mind you start to change your mindset from exercise is a chore, exercise is a punishment, and you remove those words from your vocabulary and you insert the words, I love to train, I love to exercise, I love to run. Exercise is a gift. Yeah, moving my body is a gift and it's joy. If you can start to change that vocabulary and externalize it, internalize it, and externalize it, and tell your friends and tell your family, then that is where that change starts to happen. And the joy that you can get from finding that is immense, and it's life-changing. So that's what I would say is really try everything, find the things that you love, understand that you might love something for 12 months and maybe it'll change and that's fine. Yes. Keep going, keep exploring. As you age, your priorities will change. They change in all parts of your life. So you might love, you know, a weights training session in your early 20s, but maybe when you know, at 22 or 23, maybe all of a sudden you'll want to try something different. That's fine. So be open to that as well. But I think the big thing is changing that language and changing how you think about exercise will really start to open up and move you forward towards that magic.
Oh, preach. I was hanging off every word just then. I love it. I would love to add to that as well, something I know a lot of girls do. I do this myself. Don't let age hold you back. Like, don't, if you're in your 30s, don't think, oh, I can't take that up now because that's what you do when you're 19. Like, I literally only just started taking my running seriously and I'm 33 now. And I want to do a half marathon and I could think, you know, what's the point? I'm in my 30s. No one starts doing marathons in their 30s. You're as young as you feel. And don't just not do a fitness class because it's sort of 20-somethings if you're in your 40s. Like, if you want to do that type of fitness, do it. And, yeah, if you, like you were saying, if you change your mind, if you're doing a certain fitness class and then you stop enjoying it, don't chalk that up to I've just lost motivation for fitness. Go and find something else that makes you vibe, because we evolve as humans. There's always something out there for you. So, oh my goodness, this has just been so amazing. I have absolutely loved this chat, and I absolutely know my Fit Fam girls will as well. So, as always, Fit Fam, all of the links to Chantal's social media will be in the show notes, so you can check out her Instagram. It's so inspiring. I just love seeing everything you get up to. It's so outdoorsy and fun. And
yes, it is.
And as always, there will be links to my socials to ask any questions off the back of today's episode. And I would love it if you would be able to pop over to the platform you're listening on and give us a 5-star review so that we can reach the top of the list when people are searching for these podcasts, and help us reach more people so that we can get these messages out there. Don't keep it to yourselves. Share with your friends and family. Share to your story. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Chantal, thank you so much for joining me. This has been so amazing.
MJ, thank you so much. And a huge congratulations on everything that you have achieved. You should be incredibly proud. It has just been wonderful getting to know you and listening to your show. And your listeners have a really fantastic coach and podcast host. And I just want to say, a massive congratulations on everything that you have achieved in your career so far. And it's just been a joy. So thank you very much for having me on your show.
You're going to make me tear up. I'm sure I've just gone as red as a tomato listening to all of that. Oh, thank you so much. Honestly, everything right back at you. I'm so inspired by your journey, and I'm excited for us to meet up in person because we live so closely. And maybe do another episode.
I know. We've got to make that happen.
A podcast episode about how you flogged me on the trail runs.
Let's do it. That sounds good to me.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, MJ. See you soon.
Bye for now.